Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Friedberg back on the show. Barbara's a great member of our Brain Trust. She's an investment expert. She's been an investment portfolio manager. And she's the author of Personal Finance, an Encyclopedia of Modern Money Management. Also, How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery and other books. She's our good friend, Barbara Friedberg. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks so much for having me.
It's good to have you back. Thank you for joining us, and happy holidays to you. What about this season? What is it about this season that if it doesn't, it should make us all pause and just sort of contemplate what we have? What do you think?
Well, we spend all year working so hard, focused on making money, and in the end, it's what we give and those things that can't be quantified by dollars what mm-hmm. really makes our life worthwhile. And it's so easy to forget that.
Well,
My mom wrote an article for my website entitled Get Wealthy by Giving. On BarbaraFriedbergPersonalFinance.com.
What a great story. You know what? In 21 years, nobody's ever said, my mom wrote an article for my blog. Nobody's ever said that before. I love it.
Well, I'm happy to be the first.
Congratulations.
Because it just exemplifies what she believed and the message she gave to me and really how true it is.
What did she say? What was her advice?
Her advice was, well, the first thing she said was, whenever something bad happens, she said it could be worse.
only a mother could do that, right?
Yeah, exemplifying her positive attitude. And then she said, if you've got your budget and your finances taken care of, don't ever forget about giving back to others. Mm-hmm. It will make you so much wealthier than any amount of dollars.
You know, one of the things that I put on that, and I learned this from someone else. This didn't come from me, but they couched it differently. And what they said was, I have been blessed, and so now it's time for me to bless others. And so I think if you think that I'm not just helping people, I'm not just giving people stuff. But I've been blessed, and therefore it is my obligation to bless others who have less than me, and when I think about it like that, it really raises it to another level of understanding. What do you think?
Well, I think even with George Bush's funeral just recently,
wow, that was great, wasn't it?
He was a man who exemplified service to others. You know, mm-hmm. he was brought up with great wealth, but he had an opportunity to relate to everyone. And he showed the importance of giving back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that will give you more than any dollar amount that you have in the bank is giving back to others and feeling that commitment to share what you have been fortunate enough to receive.
And I think there are two kinds. And by the way, I don't want to go on. Tell us more about your mother. Was there anything else that your mother said? I don't want to miss any. Helen, right? Her name's Helen.
Oh, that is so wonderful to hear. Yeah, and actually,
I want to hear whatever else Helen has to say because it sounds like there's more wisdom there. Did we lose Barbara? So, folks, are you there, Barb? I think we lost her. So we'll get her back on the line. So, folks, one of the things that I'd like to talk about, and I'll get Barbara to comment on this when she comes back, is when if you're blessing others, think about it in two ways. One is the things that are organizational, let's say, the things that are on your radar screen, your church, your synagogue, whatever, however, whatever you have, if you have a faith life, if you contribute to the help center, whatever that you do. And then the I'm going to call it maybe the untethered kind, the decentralized parts. And that's where things just sort of walk up in your way. You didn't think it was going to happen today. You hadn't planned on it. But it's a neon sign. Sometimes you'll be sent a neon sign that says, this is where I can bless someone. Look for those things. But you have to make yourself available. That's a really important word, available. Make yourself available to bless other people. 22, right back with Barbara Friedberg after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.